Welcome to Season 3 of E-Commerce Fastlane, Episode 85.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by OmniSend, makers of sophisticated omnichannel marketing automation tools for sales-driven Shopify brands and marketers that have outgrown generic email marketing platforms. Engage your customers and boost your e-commerce sales with dynamic emails, text messages, web push notifications, Facebook Messenger, and retargeting ads on Google and Facebook. So it's much more than just email marketing. They handle all of your marketing activities across multiple channels, all from within one platform. They have single-click Shopify integration, which also includes email templates and automatic product import from Shopify. Super easy migration from any other email solution that you might be currently using. And right now, OmniSend is offering a 14-day free trial for all of my listeners, which also includes 50% off for the first 3 months. So check them out, ecommercefastlane.com/OmniSend, and use the coupon code FASTLANE when you sign up. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. Now, my guest on today's episode is Andrew Cargill, who is the founder of Zapiat. And they're the most complete and most popular, I might add, store pickup and local delivery solution for Shopify. It's a full-featured, it's fully customizable. If you have one pickup location or thousands, Zapiat really is Shopify's most popular store pickup and delivery solution. It's currently powering thousands of merchants around the world, so it's really timely in Q1 of 2020. If these sorts of topics, if you have retail location or maybe pickup at warehouse or just trying to offer an expanded customer experience, pickup locations, I think is a great tech that you may want to consider adding. And that's why I wanted to have Andrew on today. He really does bring years of experience with Shopify, you know, and other platforms. So he really understands commerce. He previously ran an agency before founding Zapiat, which I'm sure we'll dig into. And now I believe that he is fully committed to Shopify and helping both online and offline commerce be a reality. So pretty excited to dig into the show. So let's jump in and learn more. So hi, Andy.
Yeah. Hey, Steve.
Let's talk on a high level first. I kind of went over some of the things that you do, but maybe in your own words on a high level, what does Zapiat do and what sort of problem are you trying to solve for Shopify brands?
Sure. So Zapiat, on the highest level, we try to provide the best and most complete store pickup and local delivery solutions for Shopify and Shopify Plus merchants. So we create a number of apps with our flagship one called Store Pickup and Delivery, and it allows merchants to control whether what products are going to be shipped, which ones can be delivered, and which can be picked up in store. We take into account things like multi-location inventory to make sure that a customer's not ordering an item for pickup next day or same day when you don't have the stock available. Mm-hmm. And we have all kind of calendar and preparation rules around that. So if you're a fresh produce company and you need a certain amount of time before a customer can have a delivery or a pickup, our system and our app can account for all of those kind of edge cases.
So let's learn about your journey leading up to the launch of Zapiat. Like, what do you believe uniquely positions you and the founding team, I guess, number one, to have the desire, and the number two, to have the expertise to want to create this platform?
Previously to founding Zapiat, I ran a successful e-commerce agency in South Wales in the UK. We started doing any and every kind of project and then quickly focused and narrowed down just on Shopify. At the time, our team was growing. We took it from a team of two founders to a team of 30 within a couple of years. And we was really trying to find a way of, simplifying our projects and, spending the merchants' money where it mattered. So, for example, we didn't want to reinvent the wheel every time dealing with upgrades and servers and this kind of stuff. So when we stumbled across Shopify, we was like, well, here's a perfect solution. At the time, a more or less perfect solution. It's not quite as feature rich and as amazing as it is today. But it really allowed us to spend the merchants' money on their theme, on the development, on, you know, just onboarding and getting them up and running. And then when they was reinvesting money, maybe in a year, 6 months time, whatever, we could make sure that was spent where it should be, on increasing sales and not on fixing server issues or bug patches or security fixes and that kind of thing. So that's kind of how we stumbled into Shopify, and we just grew to love it. From there, it was, for me personally, I love to find feature requests, maybe missing features on Shopify on the platform, and then trying to figure out technically how I can solve that. Kind of problem solving, I guess, is what I love to do. Yeah, so over the years, I just become more and more involved in that and problem solving and figuring out how to do stuff like multivariant imagery on Shopify and multiple languages before that was a kind of a thing before Langify come around. And then I guess what happened then is I left that business. I ended up being, I really want to focus and double down on creating a Shopify app rather than just the development side of things. So that's when I figured out there was no store pickup option on Shopify natively. And it was a really difficult problem to solve. It may seem simple at first glance that I just need to add the option for customers to pick up from store. Seems simple, but it interacts with themes, it interacts with the checkout, it affects taxes, it affects the kind of how you process the orders afterwards. So kind of every aspect of your Shopify store affected or integrated with the store pickup kind of option at some point. So it was, maybe a bigger challenge than what I first thought. Obviously, we managed to get it working.
I definitely appreciate the complexity part of it and the amount of touches that happen between inventory and revenue and the store and the themes. I never really thought about all those pieces, but you're right. There's a lot of pieces of the puzzle to make it work. And you also made a comment too about finding the fact that this was a problem that you wanted to solve. And, I think Shopify has been really clear that the platform itself, it keeps iterating and improving over the years, but they do 80% of commerce very well. It's that final 20% that's kind of filled in on the app and partner kind of ecosystem. And some things that Shopify will never build or choose to not build because there's other projects that are more important on their roadmap. So it's interesting that you saw an opportunity and a weakness in the platform and maybe a market demand, so to speak, of wanting to have an in-store pickup. And so here you are years later. How many merchants do you have active now using your app?
So we're close to 5,000 active merchants now using the store pickup and delivery solution. So it's growing quite nicely.
Absolutely. I think I know the answer to this, but I always like to hear it. Like, why do you think that you doubled down on Shopify? You mentioned a little bit about not having to worry about servers and patches and updates and stuff, but is there anything particular about why Shopify and why you decided to double down on that platform with your apps?
I just always fell in love with Shopify from when when our first project back in the old development days at the agency, when we switched from Magento, if I can mention that now. When we switched from, we had some kind of huge Magento projects at the time, and then we had an Icelandic company come to us, and they was the ones that actually told us about Shopify, and they was adamant to use it. But at the time, they had wanted it in four different languages, multiple currencies, all of the stuff that wasn't possible then. But we took the challenge, and I just fell in love with the theme building, Liquid. I loved how creative you could get with that. I guess the coder in me was coming out. And it was just the fact that we could allow the merchant to crack on adding their pages, adding their content, adding their products. They could easily set up their rates. And it was really self-explanatory. Whereas other platforms required a lot of training, sometimes just to figure out how to get logged in to go to the admin panel. So it was kind of a blessing. And it was also the fact of having the Shopify 24-hour support, the gurus there. Like, our agency stopped getting bogged down with, like, day-to-day, the more mundane mm-hmm. questions, where we felt, you know, if it was, oh, how do I change my tax rate? How do I add this link to my navigation? They could just go 24 hours a day to the Shopify support team on live chat, and they would get an answer. Right. And it kind of, again, left us to focus on the development work and, you know, what they was paying us for. So then we could get the job done faster. It was more cost effective for the merchant. And then everybody was happier in the end. It was also whilst we was kind of scaling the development team there, it was much easier to train and onboard an engineer onto Shopify and how to use Liquid than it was to say, for example, manipulate so a WooCommerce site and certainly Magento site. So we didn't have any of those bugs or whatever. So it definitely, that was a huge part of it.
I also can see the benefits of why you decided at the beginning, other than, you know, paying the bills and doing agency kind of development work. But it's interesting that it sounds like building Shopify stores and learning Liquid and just appreciating the open API and just the whole concept behind Shopify. It sounds like it gave you the necessary time and space really to kind of hone your craft a bit and really almost build merchant empathy. You kind of understand some of the problems that you're trying to solve with their commerce store. And then I'm sure conversations came up along the way about, well, I have bricks and mortar, and like, okay, well, they have POS. Like, oh, okay. Well, how do I get people to pick it up in store? I'm sure these conversations happened along the way.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, certainly I was previously based in the UK, and there the kind of click and collect, we call it there, in store pickup, was huge like many years ago, whereas now it seems North America, certainly with your order ahead for restaurants and that kind of thing, mm-hmm. is very popular mm-hmm. and has been for a number of years. But with the actual kind of apparel retailers and this kind of stuff, it seems to only the big box stores have recently in the past couple of years got on board with that. And so, yeah, it's definitely, we've had more and more requests as time's gone on for it, and listening to the merchant feedback of what's required. So, for example, once I solved this problem with the pickup side of things, it then instantly became apparent that most merchants that were offering in-store pickup also wanted to offer some form of local delivery, whether that was through a third party like Postmates or Deliv, or just they've got their own person that does the deliveries within, say, 10 kilometers of their store, and they want same hour or that kind of thing. And so we had to quickly build out that functionality. And I guess the app's been a constant iteration of merchant feedback. And certainly now with Shopify Point of Sale, where we're on there, merchants can administrate their pickups there. We added like security code feature, so you can ensure that when the customer comes in to collect their order, that they get asked for a unique code. It then validates that to ensure it's, you know, you can check IDs, that kind of thing. But sometimes other people want to go and pick the order up, but you want to make sure it's, you know, somebody that's authorized to do so. And so by using this kind of unique security code feature that we come mm-hmm. up with, it's really been, proved really popular on point of sale.
Oh, that's very cool. And so it almost sounds like there's been a mind shift a little bit about how consumers, how they want to interact with a retail brand, because you're saying that, you know, this was a problem that's been solved and almost a necessary feature to have in the UK. And it seems to be a growing service that brands and customers want here in North America. Are you finding a surge now with 5,000 merchants? I'm not sure how many relate to the UK, the EMEA, and those markets versus what's happening in North America. But do you find the bulk of your business is happening now in North America?
Yeah, it's interesting. So it's, I think, because Shopify's general demographic is the North American market, that's where you're most popular. So mm-hmm. we was maybe, 70% of our kind of install base was North American, but we're now seeing a big spread. It's about just over 50% now in North America. And our second markets is the UK, and Singapore is somewhere that I really want to go and visit and find out why this one specific country in Asia is super popular, both deliveries and pickups. And yeah, that's a huge growing market for us. The same with Australia.
Interesting. So what about Shopify merchants, maybe if they don't have a retail, so no bricks and mortar store, is there anything that Zapier can do to help them?
Yeah, if you don't have your own bricks and mortar stores, then you can look at using lockers company similar to FedEx that we're currently integrating with. They have numerous locations in many countries, mainly the US at the moment is the most popular region. And what happens is you ship your products to the FedEx locker, then the customer gets a unique code, they go to the locker, most of them are open 24 hours a day, they're in supermarkets, shopping malls, that kind of thing. And then it's just that super convenience where the customer doesn't need to wait in for their delivery or their shipment, and they can just go when they please, pick the items up when they've got time. It saves on the, you know, the packages being returned and having to be delivered again. It's a super cool option and one that's proven ever more popular. There's a lot of these kind of companies starting up with these different pickup locations where you don't need your own bricks and mortar stores to kind of be able to offer this to your customers.
And I've even seen a lot of fashion retailers now are allowing people to have change rooms available in these quote unquote locker locations. And you can try the clothes on and then literally can, you know, you might order three different dress sizes or two different, you know, sizes of shoes to a location, try them on, take the pair that you like or the dress you like or none and literally turn it around with a return label in the box. And so that instead of having to go to a retail location, because sometimes there isn't a retail location for this direct-to-consumer brand that you're purchasing from. And so you have to have it delivered to a local fashion try-on location. So that's very interesting.
Yeah, that's it. And I think it's just a, normally it's the delivery companies, if it's like FedEx, they will often offer you a cheaper rate for you to ship the products to one of their locker locations because they know that they're not going to have a return. The customer doesn't need to be there. They can drop the goods. The customer goes and get it rather than if they deliver to a house and you're not in or they can't find your address. It just eliminates all of those problems. And so they offer our incentives to use those lockers. So it's not just good for the customer. It's great for the merchant as well.
I can also add it takes away from porch pirates, people stealing packages. You always hear the Amazon. You just do a Google search on that one. You'll see there's quite a few interesting videos, even like squirrels, like stealing packages off people's porches and stuff. It's just hilarious. But, you know, there's a lot of theft. I think it's, you know, unfortunately what's happening. And I think people that are buying some things, they want to have it delivered. And, you know, a lot of people are working during the day, so it needs to go somewhere. So one of these lockers or these pickup locations, so it sounds like from a local kind of last mile thing, you've got that kind of dialed in. So that's really cool that Zapier is doing that. Let's take a little pivot a bit over to the inventory and the inventory forecasting side, because that's an interesting pain in a lot of brands' sides, usually a dedicated person or some software that helps them figure out the seasonality and how quickly things are selling. And I say it's art and science. So how do you ensure that if someone makes a purchase on a website, that in fact, it's going to be available for pickup at that location or delivered to a locker?
So at the moment, our merchants have the option to hook into Shopify's multi-location inventory feature. So as long as there's inventory available at each of those locations, then the customer will be able to pick up. We're also introducing a new feature that we've had requested by a lot of merchants where, say, for example, a customer's trying to order a product today and they want to pick up in the morning, but you don't have any in stock. You can, within our app, say, okay, well, they could pick up in 2 days' time, so the following day, which then allows you enough time to transfer the goods from another shop or your warehouse to your bricks and mortar store. And then the customer can still pick up, but maybe it's just going to be the day after what they expected. So we've got all of those kind of dynamic rules baked into the system. So, and if you're using, I guess, a different inventory management system like the Brightpearls and the Vequos of the world, as long as they're pushing your inventory back into Shopify's multi-location inventory, which both of those do, then this works out of the box and it's really seamless.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that too, because I have quite a few brands, especially on the plus side, where maybe they have multi-inventory location turned on as a feature, but their single source of truth for inventory and just the fulfillment. We call them like an IMS, like an inventory management system or a warehouse management system or even an ERP. So you're suggesting that Zapier does play nice with these third parties as long as these solutions pull the information out of the single source of truth of these external services, and as long as they're pushing it back into Shopify's, into the correct multi-location location, your app then allows the customer, when they make a purchase, to see in real time what inventory is available.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, that's good. And there's lots of platform connectors, integrators that are out there too. So those that are listening today, if you are on Shopify, ideally with Shopify POS, and you're trying to come up with a solution to connect and have people pick up in store, if you are using the multi-location inventory feature, which you likely are, if you're having, we have more than one retail location, this will work completely out of the box. If you already have a third-party solution, like I just mentioned, then there are connector companies either native to the solution that you're using for warehouse and warehouse management, inventory management, ERP systems, or there's companies like VL Omni or Fisher Technologies that will have ways of pushing the data out of those connections back to Shopify so that then Zapier can then play nice and do what it needs to do from a customer experience side. So just more of a side note because I know this has been happening lately. Let's talk about the different types of people that listen to the show. I mean, I have a very diverse range of listeners, and we have lots of people in the early stage, and I have some people in the mid to enterprise market that are listening. So let's, since you have almost 5,000 customers you mentioned, so you have direct access to what success looks like and what sort of things that they're working on. So if you were to give some advice today based on what you see for early stage entrepreneurs on Shopify, what sort of advice would that be today?
For the early stage guys, I'd really suggest trying to encourage as many of your customers as possible to pick up. So whether that's from your own bricks and mortar stores or from one of the locker kind of locations that we previously discussed, it's really going to help in you reducing the amount of time you and your team spend on packaging and shipping and the costs there. Also is really good to help reduce returns. So for example, like Steve, you suggested earlier, was if you've ordered a dress or some kind of piece of clothing and you order it online, you go and pick up in the physical store, they have it ready for you, you can quickly try it on, and then either the customer takes it away with them and the order is complete, or they can return it to you in situ. It doesn't need to be processed. You don't need to open extra boxes and relabel things. Yeah. It's right. Done in an instant. That's kind of my biggie. And I guess to encourage customers to do that is really try to promote in your physical stores and on your websites that you do offer pickup as an option. Majority of merchants will offer that for free. And also, we're seeing a trend now. This was a feature request we had from merchants, was the ability to provide a unique discount for pickup orders. A lot of merchants will offer, say, 5 or 10% off. And via our app, it will happen seamlessly in the background. They choose to pick up the location, and then automatically the 5 or 10% or whatever you decide is appropriate, that discount's applied to the pickup order. And that's, again, another really good way to encourage that.
You know, one thing to add to that too is that as I also get a lot of, or I've had a lot of conversations about this whole last mile couriers that are out now where people kind of want same day delivery. So they buy on the website, and I just was curious to see how Zapier plays with Deliv and Sherpa and a few others that are out there, Postmates and others. So just would love to have your feedback on how your solution and Shopify and a customer that says, I'd like to have it today while I'm at work because I'm going out tonight.
Our app has the ability. We have many, many kind of connections with the Delivs, the Sherpas, the Orchestros of the world, who are these last mile delivery providers that you mentioned. And they're super cool because we can automatically transfer the order through to them as soon as the customer's placed it with a specific date and time. The driver will then come and pick the products up from your store and deliver them to the customer. They can even do stuff like, you know, ensure they get a signature on the delivery. They check IDs if you're selling alcohol or that kind of thing. And they're almost one-click setups. So a lot of merchants that traditionally that still are using our system that do the deliveries themselves, and we kind of encourage them more than ever to try and use one of these specialists in that now. And again, it's to save their time. Quite often it's the founder of the store or the store owner that's, you know, running the store and operating it, and then also having to rush out and dive and do the deliveries. And it's just save yourself that time. Let one of these companies do it. And it works really well. Certainly Deliv in the US has, you know, we've been up and running with them for about 2 years now. And it's just amazing the work they do and the kind of feedback we get from merchants like Billy's Bakery in New York. They really love their services and the kind of the integration there. It's seamless. You set it up, we use name and passwords, and off it goes.
So What about those listening today that would be considered in the mid-market? So they would have a small team, they're eager to grow and scale. What do you believe the executive team, or probably in this case, the marketing team, what should they be working on?
Sure. So I think it's kind of a reiteration of what I've just said, is they should really encourage as many customers as possible to choose their pickup option. I guess not only for the reasons I mentioned on like reducing returns and shipping costs and that kind of time, it's also, it gives you really good opportunity to re-emphasize your brand, to upsell when they're in the physical store. It's just good to still have that human interaction with as many of your customers as possible. And, you know, if you get the customers in store, they can do the social media posts. If you try and kind of encourage them to do that while they're there, it's a really good way of, I guess, getting customer feedback that maybe you wouldn't get if it was just on an email. You would only just get the ones that were angry, whereas you can really get a feeling and talk to your customers and figure out what they like about your experience, what they don't like. And and as I said, the upsell opportunities is fantastic.
Oh, I love it. Love it. Love it. So, what does the future look like for Zapier? Are you able to share any North Star, any highlights for your 2020 roadmap, more partner alignments, or any kind of innovation in things that you are working on?
Sure. So we're doubling down on the last mile integrations at the moment. So we're trying to make it easier than ever for as many of these couriers as possible to integrate with us. You know, we're aiming to be able to integrate a courier within, say, a day or two at the most. Which was then the benefit of that for the merchant is it's not just going to be in the US. For example, we've got QuickUp out in Dubai at the moment, and they do last mile deliveries out there. They're expanding rapidly. We really want to try and get last mile delivery providers in each of the countries that we're operating, which is quite a lot at the moment. Right. But we really want to allow that. We feel it's a technology that's important that Shopify don't currently provide natively. And it's something that we've got years of experience in, and there's a lot of ins and outs. There's a lot of nuances there for each store. We're almost close to launching that solution, which I think is going to be really good. So the easier it is for the merchants to enable these systems, better all around. It's better for us. It's better for them.
Yeah, yes. That's awesome. I'll make sure I update the show notes with any details based on the release date of this. These sort of features may have been launched. And so just refer back to the show notes for this episode to get direct links to some of the extra last mile delivery companies based on your area that you service. So that's awesome. So we are nearing, we could talk for a long time. I love this kind of topics. I just love the idea of just expanding and helping people. It's another sales channel for people. We talk about this multi-channel, omni-channel world, multi-touch points. And so this is another interesting way of being able to interact with a merchant and how they want to interact with a brand. So I think it's awesome. So are you able to give us any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Yeah, I guess the big takeaway is if you have at least one retail location that's powered by Shopify, then it's worth a test to get our app installed to see how the in-store pickup opportunity can help you. It's, as I say, it's becoming ever more expected from a customer to be able to order online and pick up in your physical store. They want that seamlessness and that convenience. And I really feel if you're not offering that soon, then you're going to be losing out. Kind of just like the switch where if you wasn't selling online back 5-10 years ago, if you wasn't online, your store was going to close. Maybe not as dramatic as that, but it's definitely not going to help if you're not offering in-store pickup. I would 100% encourage that. Thanks very much for having me on, letting me share my story. It's been great speaking with you.
So how can people learn more about the Zapier solution?
Sure. So the best place is just to go to our website, which is www.zapier.com. And our app on the App Store is just store pickup and delivery. Steve can link those in the show notes.
I will indeed. Yeah. And I understand that you currently have a 14-day free trial, but you would like to offer almost a listener-only extended trial. Can you share some of the details of that offer?
Sure. So we're more than happy to offer the listeners a 30-day free trial extended from our usual 14-day. That includes our full 24-hour telephone live chat support. We're more than happy to onboard you. It's very hands-off. Just drop our support team a message. And if you want to take us up on that offer, it's zapier.com/Fastlane.
Perfect. And I'll make sure that I redirect. So it'll be either or. So I'll redirect the show notes landing page also to ecommercefastlane.com/Zapier. It will go to the landing page to take Andy up for this offer for 30 days. It'll give you the opportunity actually to actually install it, try it out free of charge, and actually see how it interacts with your theme, how it displays, and then most importantly, how your customers, I mean, I'm sure there's even ways of geo-targeting pop-ups based on the location saying, hey, did you know, hey, you live in Phoenix, Arizona? Did you know that we have a store in Phoenix and you can do a local pickup today? Like, I think there's some opportunity there to educate consumers through GeoIP and for sure on the product details page to say, hey, we have, or based on where you are, there is a pickup location available and here it is. And or locker locations through FedEx and these other different, you know, local last mile delivery. So it looks like there's three or four different ways of interacting with the app. So it's pretty interesting. I'm excited to maybe share a few links also in the show notes too of people that are implementing this well that you're particularly proud of. So maybe we'll talk offline about that. Just giving some people that are listening today some inspiration about, hey, look at these brands, look what they're doing in their geographical markets and how they're executing well with Zapier. So it's pretty cool. But once again, thanks, Andy, for coming on the show. And thanks for sharing your story and your technology. And really, end of the day, you really are helping Shopify brands level up this customer demand for in-store pickup or last mile. So much appreciated.
My absolute pleasure. We'll speak soon.
All right, take care. This episode was brought to you by Omnisend, makers of sophisticated omnichannel marketing automation tools for sales-driven Shopify brands that have outgrown generic email marketing platforms. Engage your customers and boost your e-commerce sales with dynamic emails, text messages, web push notifications, Facebook Messenger, and retargeting ads on Facebook and Google, all from one platform. Try Omnisend for free for 14 days. Check them out, ecommercefastlane.com/Omnisend, and use the coupon code Fastlane when you sign up. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of Ecommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.